What if the next bright mind who could change the world was not being given the opportunity? America's innovators and problem solvers are being oppressed by the educational system they are living in. The greatest problem in the 21st century is the systemic weakness of the American education system. As a nation, according to Pearson, a data collection group, America ranked 11th globally in cognitive skills, 20th in educational attainment, and 14th in overall education for the year 2014. I researched why this is happening and what potential solutions may be. As a result, my thesis was, a land that prides itself on equal opportunity is not providing it in terms of education. In order to make education equal, America needs a governmental and economic change of structure to a more collaborative one than a competitive one. In short, the capitalist American economy is creating wealth inequality, which has a direct correlation with the level of education one can access, as well as geography impacting educational opportunities. The cost of higher education is also unattainable for many lower to middle class families. In terms of the government, policy is being made to combat these disparities in educational opportunities, but the federalist nature and structure of the U.S. government is prohibiting policies from being uniform and nationally scaled. Not only that, but teachers and students are being negatively impacted by the initiatives being put in place. Teachers are being restricted by them, and monetary incentives are increasing the rate of cheating by students. Ultimately, money and funding cannot solve everything. I said in my paper that America needs a psychological change in order to accomplish reform, and I referenced Karl Marx's principles to show why this country needs to be a more collaborative one than a competitive one. Until this is accomplished, the U.S. will continue to lag behind other countries in terms of the quality of education it is providing to those who seek it.